Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
That one Jets drive, the decision with Glenn to receive the football and then drive it right down the Patriots' throats, the huge, you know, taking time off the clock, that would be their model to win games this year. Not sustainable in that game against one of the best teams, if not the best team, certainly in the AFC with the New England Patriots, but at least that would give you something to hope for. They kept the game close.
They didn't cover. If you bet the Jets, they didn't cover.
I thought that they did.
They did cover. Right, so listen. I can't get mad at something that I've got no expectations for. I mean, that's really the simplest way to evaluate this game last night. Now, I know, and just, you know, knowing the way it's been here with Joe and on occasion me and others, like the Jet rants are fun, and sometimes they're interesting. There's nothing to rant about. I mean, right now, I mean, the Jets' talent disparity is massive. So you've got to look for smaller things that kind of give you a sense of whether or not Aaron Glenn could grow into that role as the right guy. And, you know, it's funny, it's a little thing, but when they won the coin toss and they received the football, and I know you just said that, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that's interesting.
All right, even before they scored, I'm thinking, I like this move.
I did too, because what you're doing is you're saying, all right, man, you had 12 yards passing going into the fourth quarter in the game against the Browns. Go out there. I've got some confidence in you. 14 plays, 70-plus yards, 5 first downs. Even when Glenn, remember when he called the timeout on 3rd and 6?
Yes.
Remember that he was running toward the ref? And there was an execution. It was a pass after that. They got the first down. Mm-hmm. Like, again, we've got to dig deep to find some positives here. But I thought the Jets competed. You know, I thought the Jets played hard. They're just incredibly short on talent. They got around Drake May. They couldn't get him down outside of Jermaine Johnson once. Drake May is God.
Yeah.
He's going to be a handful for well over a decade. I don't know what you expect. The Jets came. They fought. They gave you a game. The better team won.
They gave more than I expected. And I guess Rami said the line was 12.5, so you were right. They didn't. In my mind, for some reason, I thought it was 14 or maybe it was going to go that way.
I thought I had it right. They didn't cover,
they did not cover that game. Yeah. So 12.5 was the line.
It went off at 12.5.
Okay. That's what Rami said.
Okay.
I did not look at the line. I was looking at, I thought the Patriots were going to win by 20, so I was looking at alternate lines.
I saw you tweet, Nick.
So the decision to me, right out of the gate, there with Aaron Glenn, I liked it because it's different. It's outside the box. Forget the result. It's easy to come on and say it after they scored the touchdown. But even the announcer, like, that's odd. The offense can't move the football, and yet they're deciding to take the ball here to start the game. That's why I liked it, because it wasn't Aaron Glenn sitting in some box looking at the analytics saying, okay, well, we're going to kick it. We're going to defer, and then we'll get the ball at the half. No, he felt with their game plan going in, you know what? We want to receive the football here and let's see what we can do. And they had that scripted drive, and it was perfect. Now, you wish you could do that. It's clearly not sustainable with all the runs with Justin Fields, although I would try to do a little bit more. But that is their formula to have a chance to compete in a game like that. As the game goes on, defense didn't do enough to slow down the Patriots. They were whatever. I mean, they're undermanned. You know what it is at this point. I thought the schemes were fine. Couldn't do enough to slow down the Patriots. They can't overcome some of the penalties. The penalty on Brownlee early on with the, you know, the body slam there. Once that happened, and it's early on, and penalties are going to happen. They it wasn't a lot of them, but they're not good enough, anywhere close to good enough or talented enough to overcome a penalty like that. So once that happened, put the Patriots in a position to go right down the field and score the game, you know, tie the game with a touchdown, and then everything changes from there. But I think it was an effort that you could be proud of if you're a Jet fan.
Yeah, night. I mean, I you know, proud is a boy. It seems like almost a bit of a stretch, but yeah, I guess I do reach for that word as well.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
You know,
I mean, you tell me, you're the Jet fan.
Yeah, I do. I just hate having that. Like, that is such a loser mindset to be proud.
But at this point, BT,
that's why I'm there, and that's why I'm okay with it now. I understand where they are. I see what Aaron's trying to do. There was some evidence here. You know, you put up almost 40 against a bad Bengals defense. You beat a bad Browns team. You had a couple of special team plays, which means, and I've said this before, that but during the bye week, that you know, you were buttoned up, you were ready to play, you were diligent in meetings, you were locked in on the practice field. You came out, you beat a bad Browns team in the rain, and you came out and you were ready to play last night. So that's a continuation of this template that he's trying to create. You know what? And I like that.
Well, think about it this way. I felt coming away from that game, many times watching that game, even though it was frustrating and obviously they got away from the Jets. I was watching that game saying, you know what? I think the Jets are a well-coached football team. And that, to me, at this stage of where they're at, is more important than saying, well, they have a quarterback who can't make a throw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all know that.
Nice.
Justin Fields had issues. I'm not trying to pick on him. He had issues in Chicago, and clearly we've seen his deficiencies here. They have to get a quarterback. They will pick a quarterback. Now, will that be the right one? Who the hell knows? But I'm more concerned about, especially after starting 0-7 and some of the ways that those games went, I'm more concerned about, does Aaron Glenn know what he's doing? And is he going to get this football team to play the right way, play hard, and be overmatched as a head coach, which is what a lot of people were saying after the 0-7 start. I watched that game. I saw what I believe to be a well-coached football team.
I agree with that. And one other thing, too. So, and I tweeted this before the game, and I said it obviously on the show. Like, we both thought they'd get stomped. We both thought that, right? We said that before we signed off. And I wanted to see before the stompage began, and even though it really didn't, but in my mind it would, I wanted to at least see an aggressive, like, I want to see you go there and look to win, not go there and look to not get blown out. Like Robert Saleh did so many times. That plays into taking the ball, which is very unconventional. You know, I wanted to see anytime there was and they didn't have many of these, anytime there was a fourth and short situation, go for it. I wanted to see a trick play. They tried that with the pass to Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So when now there's still, and I'll throw out a number, probably 18 to 22 players on this roster that will, maybe more, that will not be here whenever they hit, whatever they're going to hit with Aaron. But the 20 or 25 or 30 who are, this is how you build a winning team. Hey, we're here to win, guys. We're not here to avoid getting embarrassed. And it's a shift in mindset. I feel it. I recognize it. I like some of the things Glenn's done. And again, proud sounds like a loser.
Yeah
but I'm okay with that.
How about
because
happy?
Because they're so much inferior to this team.
How about happy with the direction, with the foundation being built? I mean, think about where we were 3 weeks ago prior to the Jets winning a game to where we are now. They won two, and I can minimize it all I want. Like, the Bengals stink, the Browns stink. Yeah, but the Jets found a way to win those games, and that makes things easier to try to change the culture and build a foundation. Then when you go up against a team of the Patriots that nobody really gave you a chance to win, and you at least fight, to your point, fight and show that you do some good things, and then you realize when you watch the game, they just don't have anywhere near enough, whether it be defensively, offensively.
Secondary's a mess.
Yeah, they just don't have anywhere near enough to compete with the Patriots. And I was surprised that the score was actually as close as it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more encouraging where you could look at this team and say they're a well-coached football team. You could see the foundation being built here. Now, the expectations are going to raise significantly in year two. They're going to have to get some pieces. We know they were set up in the draft. I would be excited and very hopeful from a Jets perspective about the future, because I think all you could ask in year one is exactly what we've seen now the last 3-4 weeks.
Yes, the one criticism that I do have for Aaron is, you know, and this is a bigger conversation, meaning nothing for the season, but just in terms of like messaging and accountability, you know, Justin Fields can't start anymore. You know, if we're here for evaluation, right, and you want to get a real look at, you know, some of the new receivers, obviously Mechie and Mitchell.
Mitchell, he's got something wrong with his hands or what?
Yeah. I mean, I still want to see that. Well, that's why I want to see Tyrod Taylor play. Like, I want to see him get fed the football. I think he's a lot better than he showed last night. I know he had some bad moments. I'm not making excuses, man. The one throw that Justin made down the sideline, he dropped it, you know, 40 yards through a keyhole. You got to make that play. So Mitchell was bad, but I think he's better than this. But you can even see his release off the line of scrimmage against Gonzalez, who's one of, if not these, the second. He's like, that's, he's very fast.
That's what a real cornerback looks like.
True, but forget it. Yeah, and there's no doubt. But look at Mitchell's drops.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah. That
stinks. Couple
bad, it wasn't like Fields was putting the ball right on the money, but he's got to make some of those catches.
Of course, you got to help your guy out. But look at the release. There was at least two plays where Mitchell like went inside and then
got
and then
separation.
He cooked Gonzalez. Yeah. He had a step on him. So I want to keep playing him. I know he can run the football, but he is woeful throwing the football. And I think there's a little arrogance here because Justin Fields was Aaron Glenn's guy. Now, we don't know the exact influence of Woody telling Rodgers to take a hike. We know that Glenn was the guy who had it dropped at his doorstep. And Glenn said, I can roll with Justin Fields. He's got to make the determination that he just can't play him. That I mean, that's me. I don't know if he'll bench him. It doesn't matter, big picture. But Mason Taylor, these receivers, they need to be in positions where they can make plays with a real quarterback the final 2 months of the season.
BT and Sal on the fans get some calls here. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you, to the Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Josh starts us off in Queens. What's up, Josh?
Josh.
Boys, I hate calling after a loss so much, and I feel like I've been doing that for 15 years.
Yeah,
and exactly.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you. I'll give you a couple of stats. First off, this secondary is god atrocious. Jason Brownlee Jr., whatever his name is, has no business being on that field.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, I like his physical style and his attitude.
He got schooled so many times last night.
He had a rough
Brandon
night.
Stevens on that out route. There was one out route to Douglas. He got schooled. Fields can't throw at all. I don't blame A.D. Mitchell, except for that deep post that you guys talked about.
Uh-huh.
That was a 40-yard post.
Yeah.
That was the only
pass. Josh, let me ask you something. All right, let me ask you something. What did you expect to happen last night?
Honestly,
yeah.
If Tyrod Taylor was in the game, and the way that this team, yeah, here we go, BT.
No, that's
the exact way that this team started is, I'm telling you, Tyrod Taylor would have at least had at least three scoring drives. I'm not saying they would have won, but it would have looked like a competent offense.
Well,
and the other thing, here's the stat. Here's the last stat that I got for you. You ready?
Go ahead,
and
Josh.
It pains me when I say this because they played the Patriots.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, since 2020, has 33 wins. Tom Brady's been retired for 2 years. The Jets have 27.
We understand the ineptitude, Josh.
No,
I mean, come on.
Come on, man.
Dude, what do you think? We're new to this game? I mean, we understand the plight of the Jets more than anybody.
You can't be frustrated. I'm sorry. You can't be frustrated. I told you before the season started, it's not about wins or losses. I get it. From a fan perspective, you want to win. This is about bigger picture. It's about building a foundation. What'd you expect? They weren't winning that game. They were two touchdown underdogs. They did better than most people thought last night. And you're right. Maybe if Tyrod Taylor played, I don't even want to go down that road, but we could. If they had a real quarterback, put it that way, they would have competed. That's a big if. Obviously, that's a big piece. But they don't have enough talent. That's not where you're supposed to be in year one with a new GM and a new head coach. You're not supposed to be winning games. You're supposed to be building a foundation of getting guys to play the game the right way, the hard way, play smart football. And they've progressively gotten better as the season has gone on. What more do you want?
Think about year one, Tom Thibodeau. That's the model.
Yes, exactly. Now, they had the results, but that just happened to be circumstance.
And they don't even have a Julius Randle on this team. Right. Well, they do. He's just not playing Garrett Wilson. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, if last night or even now, Aaron's had some moments before the end of the first half. There's been some things that we've talked about decision-wise that he's messed up. But it's gotten a little bit cleaner as the year's gone on. And we're sitting here today, and he butchered timeouts. And
yes.
Before, like, and it was just like coaching ineptitude, like 101, like, right. God, this guy's a mess. That is a different level of concern. That should spark a fiery reaction. Losing and being much more competitive than they were supposed to be and yelling about something that it's not applicable is the height of idiocy for me. Like, you know, I'm not going to get mad if I don't shoot a 75 in golf because I suck.
Right.
You got to understand this stuff. So this is big picture and big ticket stuff. I thought Mitchell was bad last night. I thought Myers, the center, had a lot of bad snaps. I thought Brownlee was bad. I mean, all right, so you want a couple of things so I can actually pull out from the game? All right, there you go. There you go. Justin Fields can't throw. And if you can't throw, if you threw like this in 1959, you wouldn't have a lot of success in the NFL, let alone 2025.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Chris is in Yonkers. What's up, Chris?
How are you guys doing?
What's up, Chris?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been listening to your show now for the past year, and I love it. You guys are very, very accurate in a lot of your opinions, and the show is great. All right, long story short, I thought the Jets were going to get blown out last night. I'm talking like 42 to 14, 42-7, but they really showed me that they hung in there. I mean, the score wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much what we've been saying. And, you know, just, and thanks for the call there, Chris, and appreciate you listening to us for last year or so. Thank you.
Is he really listening, though?
I think. Well, he's got his on.
15 minutes, we just said how we felt about it.
That's a good observation. Yeah, I mean, listen to you guys all the time. What'd you just say? I don't know. Right. We just said it. Go back on the free Odyssey app and listen again. I think that something else that I think should be said, now again, very limited here, but Tanner Engstrand, the OC, it didn't work well against Miami when Braylon Allen fumbled at the one. But the Jets are now showing a proclivity. I'm in the.
I don't. You're gonna have to define that one.
That's a good thing. Okay. The Jets are they're now showing an ability here to come out when you script the first 15, 20 plays to at least do something. And a lot of times they're finding the end zone. And think about how many times they had a stat last night. I don't even remember what it was, but it was not good, obviously, because it was attached to the Jets. It was something along the lines of the last, I don't know, since 2022, whatever the hell it is. You know, the last 50-something opening drives, the Jets had 7 touchdowns and like 36 punts and 9 turnovers.
Yeah.
Just gross. Like whatever the ratio was. You're at least seeing the ability to, you know, draw something up based on the limited talent that they do have and go out there and move the ball the first series.
To me, this is a pretty normal, if not actually good, first year for a new GM and a rookie head coach that has taken over a team that didn't have a quarterback, wasn't very good, obviously disarray, and then traded away arguably two of their most talented players at the trade deadline. Think about how we got here. Week one was a terrific performance, okay? Everybody was excited.
That's fine.
All accounts, a terrific, against a good Steelers.
Should have won.
The Bills game was like, uh-oh, back to maybe being what we thought we were going to be. They competed in the Bucs game. You could argue they should have won that game. That was ugly, But still, losing by 2 points to a very good Bucs team on the road in Tampa Bay. The Miami game, a great first drive, ended with a fumble on the goal line, changed the whole thing. By the way, maybe Miami's not as bad as we thought, the way that Miami just pounded Buffalo. The Jets lose by 6 points in Miami. The Dallas game, okay, you know, got away from a little bit, and Dallas scored a ton of points. Ugly, again, not pretty. Denver game, one of the good football teams in a league. Close game, ugly football game, but they lose by 2 points. I thought the Panther game was horrific. Panthers, again, aren't as bad as at least I thought, and maybe as everybody thought coming in. Unacceptable, inexcusable, pathetic performance at home. It happens. Then they win the next two games against the Bengals and Browns, and now they compete against one of the best teams. When you look at it in total, and I'm not judging it based off of the win-loss record, which is not good, but I actually don't think it's as bad as it seemed. It was only that bad because it was 0-7. Had they lucked into a win or two, it would be a normal year one when you're trying to build a foundation with a new regime.
Well, yes. And here's the other thing that's going on. This is actually a real rebuild. This is what a real rebuild looks like. It's not pretty. There's not many good players. It's a complete resetting of the finances, the draft capital, and the expectations. And I know Jet fans are out there saying, well, we've been through this before. Not like this, we haven't. You know why? Because the Jets always half-step their rebuilds. Well, we're going to rebuild, but we're going to give Le'Veon Bell real money. And we're going to rebuild, but we're going to get, and C.J. Mosley was a very good pro, but we're going to give C.J. Mosley big money. We're going to rebuild. Let's bring in Aaron Rodgers here to try to get us over the over the goal line here. Oh, yeah, by the way, even though things are going awry here, let's bring in Devontae Adams and make a trade for him midseason and hope that the ship doesn't sink. That is not a rebuild. That is a desperate act by men trying to save jobs and take shortcuts. I think Aaron, based on what happened in Detroit, and really based on what happened when he was here with Colts and Parcells, he knows what is required for a real, authentic rebuild. Jet fans, if you don't have the appetite for it, I get it. I do. So I'm okay with it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, WFAN, NFL football. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today.